This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of information and conversation affecting the lives and the businesses of the American family farmer community. This hour is devoted to the family farmer, to food, and to family. The winnowing of all of the excitement I had as a child growing up on a farm with a family teaching me all about cows and how things grew and all that stuff. It seems to be waning. And I would like to put a stop to it as much as I can, or at least give people alternatives. And that's really what this program is about, ideas that come from people who have success stories to tell so that perhaps they can give you ideas that may help you become more successful, especially in light of the background of some of the things that are going on. You've heard me talking about the interim rules, the program for growing hemp and that sort of thing. There are people who are reading more information into it. Somebody criticized me last week because I said it was a disaster. It appears that there are some things in it that may be subject to interpretation, but still I'm looking, as are a lot of farmers who don't dairy anymore and they're not growing corn, they need another cash crop, and that's what hemp would be if people would get away from this foolish notion that it's marijuana. It's just the ignorance just bothers the living you-know-what out of me. So there is that. I was also reading, as I scanned around for some news that would be relevant, an overview of where our food comes from. There are a lot of connections to several places in the country where food transfers more than any place else. The two cities, where would you think that the biggest transfer of food comes? What cities in our country? One of them is Los Angeles. The other one is Chicago. These are the biggest food hubs. 17 million tons of food go through Los Angeles County every single year. 17 million tons of food. Now, what's happening, as you can imagine, is a lot of it's coming down from farm country, which the northern part of the state gets into Los Angeles, put on trucks and on trains and planes and stuff, and then flown or moved to regular to other parts of the country. Los Angeles is a big hub for travel, so that makes this an easy place for food to travel. And then Chicago, with a mercantile exchange there, the interesting thing about when you're, it's the commodities market, there, and the food also, the commodities are being priced there, but also the huge food transport business that is there is, and the third, by the way, is Niagara County in next to Erie County in New York. I found that pretty interesting, where the food supply chain changes hands. And single-handedly, it seems that one of the reasons that's the case, in Buffalo anyway, because it's close to several Walmart Walmart transport facilities that are in two places in New York. These are big terminals where the trucks come in and exchange products, and then they go out to the stores. And apparently that's one of the reasons. There's a huge amount of food being sold. Let's not kid ourselves, by Walmart. Whether we think it's a good idea or it isn't, there's a huge amount of food being sold there. So this is fruits, vegetables, all kinds of stuff. The refrigerated trucks, more used now than refrigerated cars on railroad trains. It takes longer oftentimes for something to move by train than it does by truck. So there are more trucks that are carrying food. I guess that makes sense. It's easier for them to be distributed that way. So that's the story of where our food hubs are. There's a movement afoot. I also saw this week. I thought this news would be of interest to many of you, many of us who are having a problem finding land to use. Younger farmers are trying to find land to buy. They're trying to borrow money. They're trying to rent land. There's a story of a woman who wanted to be an organic farmer in Maine. She was trying to buy a farm up in Lake City. And there's an article that I saw in one of the farm papers about the things that she has gone through thus far to try to get a loan so she could buy. You know, the government says, oh, we have loans for this, that, and the other thing. Well, they may have them available, but it's very difficult. If many of you have ever tried to get loans from the government to buy land, in this circumstance, she was told by the bank and by the government agency that she has to rent most of the acres that she hopes to buy from the current farmer. And then she's got a boyfriend who's going in on it. He's got to sell his house. And, you know, she's got a full-time job. She's using that as security. Why the hell make it so difficult? You want people to stay in farming, then make it easy. We sure waste enough crop cash paying out these bums that got all the aid that didn't deserve any of it this year. Why not be using that money to help more and more young farmers get a hold of arable land, usable land? But it's really, if you go through the steps, you would find, any number of people have told me this, it's nearly impossible for a beginning farmer to buy land. You can rent it, yes, but then when the person renting it may pass and the family wants to sell the land, if you can't get a loan to buy it, then you're out of luck. And you spend all that time improving the land. Seems to me this is a disgrace, but it's part of the scenario that we're fussing with right now and having a hard time. I own my land, and I shouldn't say I own it all. I use about 800 acres of land around Middlesex and Worcester County in Massachusetts, and most of it, with the stuff I own, is pasture land for my cows. And then I rent a lot of land, or I just take care of people's lands. They don't pay me, and I don't pay them to get the hay off of it. But I wanted to use some of the land to grow hemp. That's not going to happen, at least in Massachusetts for a while, because now they're going to rely on the federal regulations, and I'm expecting in your state it's the same thing. I wish I could see a show of hands of people who are listening to this program right now. Put your hand up if you are no longer in dairying, you want to use that land to grow hemp, and you are extremely frustrated by the attitude of the government trying to control everything that we do. How is this helping agriculture? They just don't see it. They don't. They don't see it. They don't get it. All right, so those are a couple of stories, my observations about what's going on that you ought to know about. Up next, we're going to have a conversation with a person that is trying to continue his family's fishing tradition. We've spent a lot of time lately talking more about fishing because it's an important part of farming in America. I don't want to leave anybody out. 14 past the hour in the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with help for those of you who, as you go into the holiday season, have got a few extra pounds and you feel like you're fighting an uphill battle to be in shape through Christmas and New Year's. What with Thanksgiving around the corner, Halloween, maybe most families, you're eating a little more candy than you should. Put on a pound or two, which you can't take off, and then Thanksgiving, you eat too much for two or three days, 4 days, put on 3 or 4 pounds. Christmas parties, put on a couple of more pounds, and you know the story. So let's see if we can help you help yourself to the choice, the healthiest choice for weight loss that ends up in you keeping the weight off. And that product that brings you to that point is Kalitren, Kalotren. It is the most natural weight loss formula, matter of fact, it's the only one in America, that will guarantee you lose the weight and keep it off if you just stay on the program for 5 or 6 months. Not expensive at all. So let's work at your body's weight problem. Go to Kalitren. I often do this. I put Kalitren and collagen together. Kalitren.com, Kalotren. Get the information that you have there. Maybe the most important thing is the testimonials from all the people that tell you the story of how this works and why it worked for them and how it can work for you. All right? Let's lose the weight. Do it safely, naturally with Kalitren. Huge specials right now and free shipping. Use the DJV code when you go to Kalitren.com to order the product. Stay on it for 6 months. You'll have lost the weight and you'll keep it off. Kalitren.com, code DJV for free shipping and the special deal.
If you or someone you love is struggling with an addiction to alcohol or drugs, then you must listen to this message because there is hope. No matter what substance you or your loved one is coping with, you are just one phone call away from real help. Nisnik Behavioral Health can make the healing process simple and affordable by connecting you with a fully licensed and experienced facility. Your call will be routed to a representative able to discuss what's right for you or your loved one's personal situation. Best of all, most private insurances are accepted. Our mission is to help you or someone you love begin the healing process and get back to a healthy and sober way of life. One phone call is all it takes to get back to the life you or your loved one deserves. The call is free. The help is real.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A lot of small businesses, small farmers, and the focus on what they do. That's what I'm trying to promote here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, now introducing you to Ryan Horwath, who is the fleet manager of Sitka Salmon Shares. This is a mouthful and a half. SitkaSalmonShares.com, the website. You are in Alaska, and thus the reference to the Kodiak fleet. The salmon is better from there than anywhere else in the world, is it not, Ryan?
Absolutely. It's some of the best managed fisheries in the world, and they sort of set a precedence for how the rest of the nation handles fisheries management.
All right. What is a jig fisherman? I notice you're described as a jig fisherman. What's that?
So jigging is basically a hook on a line. We actually use about 10. And then we use machines. You can use fishing rods, too. On the East Coast, these guys are going out in small boats and just using a regular fishing pole with, two or three hooks and little rubber jigs on them, and they bounce them up and down. Sometimes you use bait. I don't want to give away any trade secrets here, but depending on what you're targeting, you know, they have different things they like to chase, and so it's very, very simple, very non-invasive, non-destructive form of fishing.
All right. Now, if I'm reading my background information correctly, it would seem to me that you're setting up what would be called on the rest of the farms a CSA. You have shares that you sell in the catch for people back down here in the States. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's based off of the CSA model, and we just added an F because it's fisheries and fish instead of agriculture.
Right. So it's an FSA instead of a CSA. So you go up...
CSF.
CSF. Oh, okay. All right. CSF. I got it. CXF. Yes, yes, yes. The idea of bringing the fish down from Alaska to places all over the Midwest, that is something I want to sort of pursue with you, because this, you're supported in a rather unique way. And so we'll get to that as we give you more ideas. Ryan Horwath, Kodiak Fleet Manager of Sitka Salmon Shares, here on the American Family Farmer.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Continuing on with a focus on family farming, food, and things that we can do to make ourselves more valuable. Here's a great idea. I don't know that the average farmer can do this, although I think Ryan Horwath is with us from Sitka Salmon Shares, which is a CSF. The idea of having this perhaps tied into other markets, there are a lot of places, at least where I am here in New England, Ryan, that have fish now, and they have beef, they have pork, they have lamb. And they don't, the CSA doesn't grow. The CSA normally here traditionally is a vegetable producer, but they bring in these others. When I was selling raw milk on my dairy farm, I had several fisheries come in to sell their product with the CSA that people would get for the milk. So is that how this works? It doesn't have to be just a fish thing. It can be combined with others. I would think that'd give you a broader market, right?
Yeah, and that's how the CSF actually started. Is we were teaming up with other CSAs in the Midwest, and it became logistically a nightmare as we grew. So we decided to just deliver ourselves to people's doors. So that's proven to be more effective and more consistent for our model. But we're definitely into partnerships. We're always, you know, doing events with farmers and on farms, because we're facing the same battles, essentially.
Right. And the huge fishing cooperatives and the fishermen that are out there work for the huge fish, the Gortons and all these other characters that are overfishing. So I guess I'm interested, you talk about your model. How does it work? You know, I'm thinking about, it probably sounds silly, The Deadliest Catch, that TV show where the fish are captured and they're put in, you're laughing, put into ice. Right. Well, so tell us how it actually happens. What happens when you catch these fish?
So we don't quite fish it like they do on that show. That's king crab fishing in the Bering Sea, which I've done. My uncle had fished up there since the 70s, and then it was sort of my dream to do what he did, so I did that as well. For a short time, but that is a great, and they explained that on the show a little bit. I've only seen a couple episodes, but they did talk about how at one time there was 250 boats harvesting this quota that the state had set you know, for that species. And they, they've consolidated down to about 60 boats, and it's probably even less than that now. And that is under the rationalization program. The problem with that is that it leads to corporations coming in and purchasing the quota. And, like, I don't know if you've heard what's going on the East Coast there with, you know, a hedge fund trying to acquire the rights to catch fish and then lease them back to fishermen.
Oh, yeah.
So what we're trying to do is trying to keep it open for, you know, younger fishermen to get into the business. And by doing this direct from Alaska to consumers model, the CSF, we're able to do that instead of having this pressure to over-harvest the resource and then essentially ship it out of the country for cheap processing and only to have it re-imported. So we're trying to keep it in the U.S., trying to keep it within our...
So go over that again. That may have confused somebody.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So we catch our fish in Alaska. We have our own plant, and then, like in Kodiak, we use a couple partner plants. And then we catch and process the fish up there. Then we ship it down to our Galesburg, Illinois warehouse where we distribute from there.
All over Illinois, all over the Midwest, all over the country.
We're doing all over the country right now.
You are.
And, yeah.
All right, I want to talk about how expansive that is and how you manage to do that and pull it off and make it successful as we continue here on Telling Success Stories to help people involved in every aspect of agriculture on the American Family Farmer.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of six were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dream of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It appears Democrat Michael Bloomberg wants to run for president. This year's presidential race could turn into a head-to-head matchup between the two wealthy New York City businessmen, President Donald Trump, and the former New York City mayor, Mike Bloomberg, who, by the way, is a billionaire as well. Reports Bloomberg expected to file paperwork in order to get in on the Alabama Democratic primary. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who used to be senator in Alabama, running for his old job. Unclear if President Trump will support his run, as he was clearly disappointed with his performance as AG during the Russia investigation. And President Trump on Twitter talking about Wall Street. He tweets, stock market up big today, a new record. Enjoy! Exclamation point. The Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Don't sweat the small stuff. We're here with the big stuff. And the small stuff, too, as well. Good Day Health. Don't forget our podcast. Every week there's a bit of strong information. The idea that we provide this service is kind of cool. But the idea that you can get it informationally anytime you want. The current podcast that's up there, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, has us talking about a new study that further links sugary soft drinks to all kinds of medical issues, including tooth decay and obesity. And then there's another study that Ken talked about on this current podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, shows that there's not enough research to substantiate proof of any benefits of using marijuana for medical purposes.
No, just for mental health issues.
Ah, okay, I missed that one.
Just that indication.
Then we talk about the anti-anxiety drug Xanax, new evidence showing that it ought to be it's taken off of the market because of a recall, right?
Yeah. Some lots, just be careful if you use it. Ask the pharmacist if your lot's included.
And then there's evidence that shows that drinking at least one cup of coffee a day can be beneficial to your health, stimulating the growth of needed bacteria in your gut, which is kind of cool. Dr. Ken explains all about the evils of trans fats, provides a list of foods to avoid that contain them. So that's what's in the current This is a very good way for you to spend about 30 minutes of your time. We've boiled it all down, and it is the amazing information is penetrating because it is thorough and yet it's quick. So gooddayhealthshow.com is how you get the podcast with Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. All right, meanwhile, back at our list of the things that Ken has studied this week from the journals of medicine, the question about having sex on our minds and what it means to the rest of our ability to think and what we project. I guess this is a very interesting study. Not medical, but I suppose in a manner of speaking, it has to do with our well-being, right?
Yeah, well, sharing this with my daughter immediately, this article that came out, this is from the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology, Doug, that this article reports that with sex on our minds, our honesty barometer becomes skewed and we tend to adapt truth, that's a nice way of saying lie, in ways that might make potential partners think of us more favorably. And the authors of this article say that this may not actually be consciously done, that we do this unconsciously. Everyone be warned, we tend to be a little less honest about ourselves when we have sex on our minds in a bid to create the best possible image when interacting with potential partners. Journal of Experimental Social Psychology this week, a very reputable journal. I've been exposed to this journal since I was in college.
Really? All right. So there's some interesting. Who knows what you think about when you have sex on your mind. I usually, if I have it on my mind, I'm...
Just be careful. I'm sharing this article with my daughter immediately.
Okay, good. All right, the next item that you have studied is a focus on sleep and how if you're really capable, and I'm thankful that I am, I sleep very well. Will you explain the levels of what people who say they sleep lightly or they're in deep sleep, they're heavy sleepers. What's the difference?
I
think a little bit.
All right, sure, I'd be glad to do that. Well, we divide sleep into two broad categories, Doug. Rapid eye movement, or REM sleep, and non-REM sleep. And then there are four sub-stages. The first two stages of non-REM sleep are periods of light sleep in which the body adjusts from wakefulness to rest. And then the third stage of non-REM sleep is the deep, restorative sleep that we need to feel recharged in the morning. And this is what this article focuses on, this third stage. And non-REM sleep is typically followed by REM sleep, which is the dream-filled, lighter stage before waking. So there's these four stages.
Four stages. All right. So, what does if you really are heavy into your sleep, it's good if you have anxiety problems. Is that what we get out of this?
Yeah. Well, there are so many problems that can be caused by poor quality sleep. It's amazing. But the focus this week from this article, Nature Human Behavior, is that we now know that a sleepless night can raise anxiety by up to 30%, just one sleepless night. But the news this week is that the deep phase of sleep that we just mentioned, that third phase, is a natural anxiety reliever. Without sleep, it's almost as if the brain is too heavy on the emotional accelerator pedal, Doug, without enough brake. Furthermore, the study found that anxiety levels plummeted after a full night of sleep and that this reduction was even more significant in people who spent more time in the deep, slow-wave, non-REM stage of sleep. People who experience more deep sleep at night have the least anxiety the following day. Good sleep, it should be a clinical recommendation for treating anxiety.
Wow, that's a mouthful and an earful, isn't it? Huh? When you get right down to it, it's so important to get good rest. Even if you always say in your overview of the five ways to stay healthy, getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night is very important. I don't get seven. I'm lucky to get six.
Absolutely. It will, from head to toe, it will affect the body. You're trying to lose weight, you'll have a lot of trouble. It'll increase your blood pressure. And it'll just interfere with metabolism in the body, and it'll affect your spirits, as we just discussed. It has great impact. It cleanses the body. Your immune system won't work as well.
All right. Well, we need that as you go into the wintertime. It's very important for you to have a strong immune system, balance it out by getting a good night's rest. And one of the ways to do that is to make sure that all the things that you surround yourself with, like pillows, mattresses, mattress covers, what do they call them, mattress toppers, I think, the pillow cases, the sheets, all that good stuff. You know that I recommend My Pillow for all of those things because I think they have delivered, at least for me, and all the people on my various programs that have tried MyPillow, the way to get a comfortable night's rest is to make sure you're comfortable in bed, that you feel secure. There's something about wrapping yourself around. I know when I went to bed last night when I wasn't feeling well, just wrapping myself around the covers and in the, a couple of pillows. It's really, it's a great security. It's a way to feel secure. And so all of these things are important, all of the various components of what you sleep around. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, you can get a description, see how the pillows are made, what's inside of them, understand how you can adjust them. You wash them and you dry them, and you can use them for a long, long time. If you're a side sleeper, different recommendations than if you're a back sleeper. But all of the information, they go very thoroughly. And it's almost like a science, isn't it, when you get right down to it, the science of getting a good night's rest. All explained along with the utilitarian value of all the things that come from MyPillow. Pillows, mattresses, mattress toppers, all that stuff. Find out for yourself. Check out MyPillow.com. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable way to sleep in our surroundings. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials tab that's there. And make sure you get all the deep discounts that you're entitled to using the code DJV. All right, that's MyPillow.com. Look around, browse around, buy what you want, enter the promo code DJV, find out how much you are going to save. It's a fabulous, fabulous way to get a good night's rest and to stay healthy. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. This is your chance. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%, APR 4.18%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. Today, less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allow pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that help people and pets find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit banfieldfoundation.org/safertogether.
You're listening to Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Check out our podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. The focus now on meditation, hypnosis, and CBT. So we want to, this is something that could help you if you have become addicted somehow or other. You know somebody who's addicted. This opioid thing has become quite a problem in our country. So let's start with CBT, what that is, Ken.
Right. Well, let's just cognitive behavioral therapy. But this is all about addressing the opioid crisis, which is a big deal. People get hooked on these things and then they start abusing them. And there's just horrible problems and deaths occur because of the abuse and the addiction that can occur so easily with opioids. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, Internal Medicine edition this week, about because there obviously is all this effort to come up with alternatives to the opioids that can be successfully used. Not that we don't occasionally need them, but it would be nice if we had some alternatives for the times when we really don't. So this article talks about mind-body therapies. That's mind-body therapies, such as meditation, hypnosis, relaxation techniques, and cognitive behavioral therapy, a mouthful, which they conclude in this article, good news, they can help ease physical pain and prevent the development of opioid use disorder. So cognitive behavioral therapy, which Doug asked me to explain, this is a common type of talk therapy that helps you become aware of inaccurate or negative thinking so you can view challenging situations more clearly and respond to them in a more effective way. And a good therapist has this in their black bag as an option to work with you, and an experienced therapist who knows how to provide cognitive behavioral therapy can be extremely helpful to those who need it.
You know, I think I've had an influence on you. You've had certainly an influence on me and all the people that listen to this program over the years. But I think there's a little bit more of you embracing the alternative stuff. I don't know that we would have had this conversation 4, 5, 6 years ago in terms of your own recommendations.
Well, I think it's the whole medical world and the evidence has caught up and looked at these options and have found them to be effective and safe. And I'm just reporting the studies that are being done.
Yeah,
and
but your enthusiasm in the way you can report on things and you can just say, like Casper Milquetoast, okay, this is what it shows. Or you can be enthusiastic about what you find.
I've always tried to do the gentlest, simplest things possible.
I know. All right, here's another one for you to really think about, your waist size and what happens if you don't. And maybe we have, let's see, we got a minute or so left here. What the normal waist size, like your waist size, my waist size, and what does it predict?
Well, this is an important article out of the medical journal Obesity, because we usually now think about BMI as the way to figure out if we're too heavy or just right, ideal body weight. But a problem with BMI is it doesn't know how to tell the difference between muscle and fat. And you can be incredibly muscular with minimal fat and have too high a BMI, and vice versa. And obviously it's the fat, the bad fat, that's the problem. So men whose waist circumference is greater than 35 inches and women greater than 33 and a half inches have a significantly higher risk of developing dementia, and that's the news this week.
All right. So power to the individual person. You can predicate what is going on in terms of dementia or Alzheimer's or those sorts of things by being aware of things like this. It seems to make sense. Fat and carbs and that sort of thing do bad things to your brain. That's basically what you're saying, I think, Ken, yeah?
And not enough exercise. Too much of the bad carbs, the white flour carbs, and the bad saturated and trans fats.
Coming up, Dr. Ken and his questions, answering questions next on the Good Day Health program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken here. You can send them along to me on Twitter at Doug Steffen if you'd like. The questions are a myriad. They cover almost anything from the world of medicine. This is an interesting question, I thought. The difference in research that's done in various places around the world. That is, we talk a lot about, and I think that's where this comes from, you always are studying the various journals of medicine and talking about what is being done. The ostensible focus is on American medicine. But do they study some of these same things in China, for example, or Russia, or in Europe, when it comes to biomedical secrets? Are they shared by doctors in different countries, or do different countries deal differently with how to benefit the residents of, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. I think it depends on the country. For example, in Europe, there's an incredible free flow of information to Europe. American doctors all the time are going to European medical conferences. And there's an enormous free flow. There's probably a lot of free flow also to South America and Canada from America in both directions. And then, it's you have to pick and choose it when you go from there.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a nutraceutical and a pharmaceutical? That's a great question, I think. What do you think?
Between a nutraceutical and a pharmaceutical
drug, or, you were talking about having to give me a certain prescription that is a pharmaceutical because it's a drug. Would it be that nutraceuticals are natural? I don't know the answer, but I think it's a good question. I'm just sort of figuring it out as I go along, knowing what the words mean.
Yeah, right. A nutraceutical, sometimes it's also called a bioceutical.
Yeah.
It's actually a pharmaceutical alternative which claims it has so-called physiological benefits. In America, these are largely unregulated, and they exist in the same category as your favorite dietary supplements and food additives.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, that makes good sense. The continuing flow of information about what to do with the flu season just around the corner, whether the immune system is the important thing to support, you and I talk about this all the time, or does getting a flu shot in hand, does the flu shot have anything to do with your immune system specifically?
Well, only in protecting you from getting the flu. The flu shot doesn't cause the flu. The flu shot is an inactivated virus, so it can't give you the flu. The problem is that it takes about 2 weeks before it becomes effective. So people get it during flu season, the shot that is, and then sometimes they'll get the flu and think it's the shot, but it's actually that they were exposed to the active virus before the vaccine became effective. There is a theoretical possibility in the inhaled form, which is an active virus. Some kids who don't want that shot are given the inhaled vaccine, which is not very often given due to expense. And that's an alive virus, but that extremely rarely causes flu. Most of us, you know, roll up our sleeve and we get the shot in the deltoid muscle and we wait a couple of weeks and then we hopefully won't get the flu. If we do get the flu, which does happen on occasion later on, actually getting the flu, but not from the shot, then we will definitely get a less severe case.
All right, so...
And this is the time to get the flu shot. Between Halloween and Thanksgiving, get your flu shot.
Okay, one of the people that works with me on my farm said she got a mailer in the last week suggesting that some researcher would pay her $3,000 to get a flu shot with a new strain of flu. And she said to me, will I die if this doesn't work? And I thought, well, that's a pretty good question. Why are they paying you $3,000 to test out a new flu vaccine?
Because they're doing research, and this is probably yet an FDA-approved product, and they're going to be in a protocol, so there is some risk. And that's
well,
why.
How much risk is there?
Well,
I mean, $3,000, that sounds like a lot of risk to me.
Well, she would have to talk to the people involved and get information, and I don't know what they're testing. The big goal is to get find a flu shot once in a lifetime that'll cover all the flu bugs, and I don't know if they're working on that one, but. You know, you'd have to find out how new it is, how much experience, how many other people have been exposed to it, how long it's been around. But obviously, for that much money, there must be a little bit of risk.
Well, I guess I was thinking that, too. But people that need money would be likely to take that risk under the circumstances. All right. Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.